Hello, you're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. On Friday, 5th of July, Pope Francis announced the canonization of Blessed John the 23rd, together with that of Blessed John Paul II. Cardinal Angelo Roncalli was elected as successor of Peter on the 28th of October 1958 and died on the 3rd of June 1963, exactly 50 years ago. Pope John the 23rd has gone down in history as the ordinary man who astonished the world by calling the Second Vatican Council. I'm about to bring you echoes of that era, focusing in a special way on the effect his election and the calling of the council had on people at the time, succeeding as he did Pope Pius XII, among them two people who were seminarians back in 1958. They're the late Carmelite Father Redemptus Vallebec, one-time postulator for the causes of the saints of his order, and Monsignor Charles Burns, currently canon at St. Peter's Basilica.
We were all taken aback when we saw how small Pope John was. He seemed a kind of little miniature sort of person in comparison with the figure of Pius XII. This stubby little character seemed a complete contrast with Pius XII.
In those years, Monsignor Charles Burns was studying for the priesthood in Rome.
And certainly what we didn't for a moment suspect was that within two or three months, when was this? He was elected the end of October of 58. And 25th of January 59, he calls the Ecumenical Council.
Extraordinary.
Well, I mean, that morning, coming down to the Gregorian with all the newspapers, all the headlines, Ecumenical Council called.
Il convenire odierno del Sacro Collegio Cardinalizio, della Prelatura e del Popolo Romano, in questa Basilica di San Paolo, fuori le mura.
He did this on his own. Even his Secretary of State, as far as I know, Cardinal Tardini, didn't know about this.
Carmelite Father Redemptus Vallebec was also a seminarian at that exciting time in the history of the Catholic Church.
And the cardinals were astounded. Remember, one of them thought he was hearing things. He couldn't believe it. They had spoken about a council under Pius XII, but they had decided against it because it was complicated. And, of course, you stir up things that sometimes it's better left lie fallow. So I think they felt if Pius XII, who was an intellectual, couldn't handle it and didn't feel that it was the right time, you know, how would this rather simple man do it? But that was what he called the inspiration of the Spirit. He felt that the Spirit was calling him to do that, to let a bit of fresh air into the church, and to open up windows. And he used that expression, and I think he meant it literally, to open up new venues for the church.
Venerabiles fratres, gaudet mater ecclesia, quod singulari divine providentiae munere, optatissimus iam dies illuxit.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.